Hello and welcome to my next podcast. This is your host, Biswaroop. In today's conversation, we are going to discuss about imposter syndrome and self-doubt. Whether you're starting your career or in the mid-level or climbing up the ladders of your career, we face this on a regular basis. Let's understand imposter syndrome and how we can try to navigate this for your career growth. So what is imposter syndrome? This is a nagging feeling that you are not capable, that's within yourself, in comparison to the perception of other people. So you internally feel that I am not so competent enough as my colleague or my senior thinks perceives me to be about. And there's a level of inadequacy, irrespective of the successes that you've gone through. That's imposter syndrome. Now, how do you get over this? One of the most important things is self-compassion. Do not be hard with yourself. Talk to yourself with empathy. Remember that you are your biggest cheerleader. Learn from your mistakes. Be consistent. Any negative thoughts, run away from it. Utilize the time that the negative thoughts are coming in to be busy so that your mind is busy somewhere else. And most importantly, understand your bigger purpose, the why of the entire process. If you know your bigger process or the bigger purpose, you will be able to navigate the smaller challenges which are coming on the way. So identify, reflect on your bigger purpose and grow from the challenges that you face on a day-to-day basis. This is one. Two, have a growth mindset. I cannot tell you how important this is for your career growth. Learn from your mistakes. Mistakes are bound to happen. Take challenges as learning curves. Learn from them. Implement in the projects or in your processes on day-to-day basis and see how you improve daily. So have a growth mindset. Learn, grow, and be consistent. Third, take feedback from your peers, from your boss, from your coworkers, from external people, from networks everywhere, and utilize them on a day-to-day basis. Seek support, take feedback, change the process, fine-tune the process, whatever you're doing, and go forward. Remember, imposter syndrome comes from an area of inadequacy, which means you have to work harder. It's a self-limiting mental block. Which means that you'll have to research more. You have to practice more so that your mind knows that I'm adequately ready to face any challenge, any project, any purpose. Therefore, work hard, practice. Research till you're on top of the game of your content or your subject. Be a subject matter expert and see how you're able to get over this syndrome. Last but not the least, in your journey, make a scrapbook of all the achievements that you've done. For example, you've won a debate competition or a swimming competition or a drama or an elocution contest, or you've got a merit certificate from your office from an outstanding performance in a project, etc. Write them down. Paste a photograph of them if possible. And when you're facing these syndromes, flip through the pages. Your mind will go back to these days and help you to navigate the challenges that you're facing at that point in time. So it's a mind game fundamentally. You'll have to trick your mind to show that you have also delivered at one point in time and you're a successful person, right? If you utilize this on a day-to-day basis, you'll see how you're able to navigate the self-doubt factor, which all of us go through from time to time. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it with your friends, colleagues, and other professionals. For more like this, tips and tricks, please join my free VIP Facebook group, link given below. This is your host, Biswarup Sen, signing off. Until the next time, stay curious, stay tuned, and stay connected. Thank you once again for tuning in.